Good morning, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. I'm so pleased to be able to guest host again. I was a huge fan and admirer of Joyce Reilly, and I'm glad to contribute to the continuation of her legacy. Today, I'm joined by two expert commentators of long experience, very wise and perceptive, Giuseppe Vaffangulo from the District of Criminals, and David Scorpio from the exotic land of Ecuador, who will be offering their assessments of the stories we're covering today. Many of us may have not paid sufficient attention to the Democrats' hints that they were going to change America by redistributing wealth in the nation. Well, we're seeing the first indication of their attempt to fulfill what appears to be a socialist communist agenda by having as a part of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus bill, only 9% of which is actually devoted to coronavirus, a vast expenditure for minority-owned farmers in Biden's relief bill. Get this. While farmers claim $5 billion promised to minority farmers in Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package, they have slammed the Emergency Relief for Farmers of Color Act as racism, providing $4 billion in direct payments to farmers of color. The payments will cover 120% of the outstanding debt for farmers of color. The other billion provides grants and loans to improve land access for minorities. White farmers, it turns out, outnumber minority farmers in the United States by more than 13 times. And yet, while the minority farmers are getting this vast payoff in their relief, white farmers are getting basically nothing. This has led Lindsey Graham to describe this as a form of reparations. But just notice how beautifully it fulfills exactly the agenda that the Democrats said they were going to propose, that they were going to promote. It's fascinating. Let me give you an example of something that really bothers me, said Lindsey Graham. If you are a farmer, your loan will be forgiven up to 120% of your loan, not 100%, but 120% if you're socially disadvantaged, if you're African American or some other minority. But if you are a white person, if you're a white woman, no forgiveness. That's reparations. What has that got to do with COVID? I think it has nothing to do with COVID. It has everything to do with their agenda of wealth redistribution in the United States. And it's just an indication of things to come. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Jim, you're exactly right, and I am, again, honored. This is my third appearance now with you on the Power Hour. I was a huge fan of Dolores Reilly, and now I'm a huge fan of the direction Daniel Brinkman's taking in it. It's a great, valid information source in a sea of gaslighting and propagandistic lies. And it's absurd, Jim, that the breadbasket of America, which is real Americans, there's very few minority farmers. And yet you have to keep in mind that since about 1990 with the traitorous Clintons, there is no Democratic Party anymore. There is a new Bolshevik Party, a communitarianism party, where they serve the globalist agenda and they want to absolutely gut and destroy the real decent Americans. And no more is this evident than what's in that bill. It's an abomination, Jim.
Scorpio, your thoughts. It's really stunning what's taking place here, right in our face.
Well, absolutely, Jim, and thanks for having me on. This is a great honor. What an incredible show this is. Jim, I see this basically as a power grab. This is part of an overall plan for the federal government to essentially decide who gets what, who gets a job, who gets land, who gets assistance, and who does not. This is part of an overall, essentially, communist plan to take over every aspect of our lives. And, of course, this is also part of this overall strategy to keep racial strife going, to make all the races angry at each other and fighting over these little crumbs from the plate from the federal government. They want to keep people at each other's throats so that we don't see who the real enemy is, which is this tyrannical government system that is enveloping everything, Jim.
Oh, I think you got it spot on, Scorpio, spot on. It's just outrageous what is going on here, and they could care less about the will of the American people. They're seeking to muscle everything through with the flimsiest of margins. Biden claimed he'd be the unity candidate, but he's actually generating and promoting and stoking divisions in the country. This seems to me to be a perfect example of attempts, deliberate attempts, to exacerbate racial tensions. And notice how it completely contradicts the wisdom of Martin Luther King Jr. when he observed men should be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. The Democrats are inverting, even reversing this. They are promoting anti-white racism. And it's very clear. This is a basic principle of their agenda now that they have control. Meanwhile, Patriot Rising has published a wonderful preview of coming attractions. How reassured were you by Joe Biden's speech to the nation Thursday night? The more his managers pretend that he's in charge of anything, the more unlikely it actually seems. Most of what did not fly is the idea that the COVID-19 virus can still be used as a cattle prod for herding citizens into feedlots of compliance. Americans are buffaloes, not steers. They are determined to take care of business, and the main business of people with any initiative is to rig up some sort of gainful occupation while the lumbering old systems break down. They'll do it despite orders to operate at 50% capacity, close at 9 o'clock, or be handcuffed by rinky-dink regulations. The federal government is one system visibly working to destroy itself with epic giveaways of money it pretends to command. And the COVID-19 stimulus bill will only accelerate its loss of credibility. A $1,400 check won't solve the problem of someone a year behind on mortgage payment or rent. It sure won't solve the problems of their creditors and landlords. If you think shortchanging that class of people is a good idea, you're beating a path straight to the death of credit per se, and then of our money, the dollar, which is based on credit. Taxpayers are not so stupid that they'll fail to notice who is being asked to bail out bankrupt states, irresponsible cities, and pension funds. And there's going to be trouble over that, which will express itself both in political strife and in the further decay of relationships between work and wealth. It means a collapsing standard of living for most people. Turning the one-shot $1,400 into a monthly guaranteed basic income, which appears to be basic, paving the way to the Great Reset, where we give up all of our property and assets in return for a guaranteed income if we agree to an endless regimen of vaccinations, in the absence of which we're going to be confined to a FEMA camp as a public health menace, can only be a short-term shuck and jive. When a loaf of bread goes from $5 to $15 to $50, which can happen easily and quickly. Meanwhile, the party in charge is squandering the last of its moral authority in stupid and woke tyrannical crusades against free speech and free thought. They went after Washington and Jefferson last year. This month is a purge of cartoon characters. How ridiculous is that? The left's promotion of the supreme conspiracy theory du jour, that white supremacy stifles and suppresses people of color in everything they endeavor, has inspired provocation so dastardly they are driving the country to racial war. The rioting and looting season is upon us again, and the perfect stage set for the opening offensive is Minneapolis, where the trial of Officer Derek Chauvin just kicked off this week. Black Lives Matter is marshaling its troops outside the courthouse to intimidate jurors and threaten mob violence against an outcome they may not like. The facts of the case suggest that former Officer Chauvin has a sturdy defense, starting with Minneapolis police training films that show officers how to apply the same knee restraint that Chauvin used on George Floyd. It was in their instruction manual, too. Add to that the forensic reports that show fentanyl levels in Floyd's bloodstream several times above what would likely kill a normal person, plus meth, plus marijuana. He had an enlarged heart and was COVID-19 positive at the time of his death. And, of course, he was not complying with the cop's orders during his arrest, which is exactly what led to him being physically subdued. None of that will matter to BLM because the video of Chauvin kneeling on his neck was such a perfect poster for the white supremacy meme. Whatever the reality may have been, it's just too rich in coercion value to let go. I'd predict trouble on the streets, no matter which way the Chauvin trial ends up, just because energies are up and the weather is good. It'll be infectious in cities across the nation again, because a dividend of getting to loot is such a temptation. And the last thing that happened, the authorities did nothing to stop it. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Well, Jim, this is the bitter fruit of a campaign that began 110 years ago by Moses Hess, Theodore Herzl, Samuel Untmeyer, globalist parasites, or as Henry Ford called them, the internationalist Jew, to take over this country and destroy what it stood for, which is decent Americans, decent values, support of the working class and middle class. There's been a massive wealth transfer, and as such, you've got the lower classes entrained into thinking that blame Whitey, when in reality, the same individuals who are responsible for slavery, the internationalist Jew who owned the slave ships, who owned the slave markets, who would shut down the slave selling on Jewish holidays, they're not to blame. They are blame Whitey, of course, which the statistics show that 96% of all slaves were owned by Jews in America, and the 4% that weren't were wealthy southern farmers and plantation owners that treated their slaves pretty well. And the internationalist Jew has pretty much made everyone of the lower middle class, the working class, and the gig economy class wage slaves. So most of us are still slaves to these globalist parasites. And I would say that the mind control is so complete that no matter what occurs in this Stalinistic show trial, it will only further foment the initiative to destroy the decent white European heritage family and turn America into the Weimar Republic of the 21st century, or Y-America.
I wish I could find a ground to disagree with you, Giuseppe, but I'm afraid all the evidence is on your side. Scorpio, your thoughts.
Well, you know, if you listen to that pathetic speech that Groper Joe gave, really the whole point of it was just to take the vaccine. It doesn't matter which one comes your way. Just roll up your sleeve and let them, you know, plunge any old thing into your arm without any thinking or question. Whatever witch's brew the government wants to stick into your body, just sit there and take it without a second thought. And then you might be able to experience a certain degree of freedom under the so-called new normal during 4th of July. Again, this is a power grab to control every single aspect of our lives, and they're using a form of medical tyranny and a consistent program of fear to accomplish these goals. And, you know, it's interesting about the $1,400. That's all well and good, but, you know, over $1 trillion of this so-called stimulus bill is essentially unaccounted for. They're even admitting that in the mainstream press to some degree. Where is that money going to go? We don't really know, but it isn't going to be to help the American people. You can count on that. And again, this George Floyd trial, it's again designed to essentially stir up more racial hatred. And again, it's another power grab We need a national police force. We can't just let, you know, local communities decide how their police behave. We need to have a national police force. Obama tried to get that accomplished during his tenure, but was unsuccessful. But that's going to be the push here. You can count on it. And, of course, now they're trying to enact national election laws and take the power away from the states to decide how they run their state elections. This is all about a power grab, Jim, and a con job to get Americans to accept an agenda, a globalist agenda that is not going to be popular.
Oh, Scorpio, you hit it right out of the ballpark. H.R. 1, and the fact that it was the very first House resolution introduced, indicates the primacy they give to it when it makes legal unlimited mail-in balloting, extends the receipt of ballots for 10 days after election, minimizes IDs so they can steal elections again and again in the future. And it will all have been formally made permissible by this law, even though it's blatantly unconstitutional on its face. Patriots Rising also observes that by now, shop owners in Minneapolis and elsewhere must have got the message. The police are not interested in defending their places of business. Their bosses, the politicians, the mayors, order them not to. Some business owners may opt for defending their property themselves. Imagine the cognitive dissonance that will make for as Nancy Pelosi's Congress tries to pass new gun control laws. Dianne Feinstein has just introduced one that would ban 205 types of so-called assault rifles, which are nothing of the sort, since an assault weapon has to be fully automatic, and fully automatic weapons have been illegal since around 1925. These are simply the most versatile weapons one could possibly have if a citizen soldier had to defend his nation against the tyranny of his own government. That's why they want to take guns away from the American people. Meanwhile, Minneapolis City Council, which promoted the Defund the Police movement, has now agreed to give the family of George Floyd $27 million in taxpayer-funded settlements. Now, we all like to think that every life is precious and of infinite value, but in courts of law, when there are settlements over issues of injury or death, calculations are made typically on the basis of the expected earnings of the decedent. Well, George Floyd, in no way, shape, or form, would have been expected to make $27 million into the future had he not undergone an untimely demise. This, therefore, appears to me to be a symbolic gesture of that kind of massive wealth transfer that the Democrats are promoting through their farm relief program, here exemplified in their icon of their campaign, George Floyd. But I want you to understand there are serious questions about what really happened. We have video of George Floyd being arrested and handcuffed with his hands behind his back. He's put into the squad car. Normally, that would be the occasion to take him to the precinct to be booked and photographed and fingerprinted, but not in this case. Instead, and we do not have video to support it, he's taken out the other side when the kneeling event occurs. But did the cops throw the guy hard enough to knock out his hair? Because he has hair when he's put in the squad car, but the figure on the ground is bald. Not only that, but we have photographic record where now, although he was handcuffed behind his back, his hands are in front of his chest. We even have a video of them lifting to put him up on a gurney. This guy was about 6'3", probably around 300 pounds. Two guys seemed to effortlessly lift him up to put him on the gurney, and guess what? When you look closely, he has no legs. They appear to have taken out not George Floyd, but an African-American torso airway trainer manufactured by Sigma 7, which just happened to be a Minneapolis company that got out of town when the rioting and looting broke out. Now, if you have any doubt about it, let me announce, I have released for free the Volkswagen Conspiracy 2020 conference I organized and moderated on 6 and 5 December of last year. There are 24 presentations available at falseflagconspiracies2020.com. falseflagconspiracies2020.com. They include sensational presentations about Sandy Hook, about JFK, about the godfathers of sex abuse, about the use of directed energy weapons on targeted individuals, about Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and even Michelle Obama. Stunning stuff you would not believe if you didn't see the evidence for yourself, but also about the faking of the hate crimes involving Jussie Smollett in Chicago, George Floyd in Minneapolis, and Bubba Wallace in NASCAR. The Democrats don't leave anything to chance. This is all Hollywood-style productions using phonies and frauds and fakes and dummies. It's unbelievable. So be sure when you check it out for free, all yours, 24 programs for free at falsefightconspiracies.com. And remember, after the looting and rioting that broke out last summer, Kamala Harris was saying protesters should not let up. Nancy Pelosi was saying, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe they will be. They were doing anything but apologize for what was going on. They were supporting and inciting it. Stunning stop. We have to come up to a break momentarily, and I'll get Giuseppe and Scorpio's thoughts about this when we return from the break. But I'm also glad to say we can take calls today, and we'll be doing that the second hour. We'll be right back.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your amount of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel today. My great pleasure with my colleagues, Giuseppe Vaffangulo and David Scorpio. Giuseppe, we already have a resurgence of violence in Portland where rioters targeted the U.S. courthouse. Federal officers were dispatched to quell the unrest, but it included spray painting with graffiti. Some read Black Lives Matter, new president, same imperialism, fascists live here. And the anti-police acronym ACAB, which means all cops are bastards. Can we expect Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to speak out against this? Or are they going to let terrorism reign?
Well, Jim, those poor minxes are so heartbroken because they lost one of the special ones of their generation. George Floyd was about to end all war. He was about to cure cancer. He was about to negotiate the Earth's entry into the Galactic Federation. I mean, this guy was really special. And so, Jim, in reality, he was a lowlife POS who robbed a pregnant woman by putting a gun into her big belly. He was a porn actor. He was a drug addict, multiple different heavy narcotics, fentanyl, crystal meth, crack cocaine, you name it. They found it in this dirtbag's blood supply. I mean, blood test, rather. And it's sad that the youth of today are so weak-minded, so vacuous, so empty, controlled by the globalist hypnotic machine known as mass media entertainment. And they all, because of their overuse of video games and their overstimulation because of the jump cut of MTV style videos that's everywhere now, where you have no self-discipline, no ability to focus on things longer than 20 seconds. And so they become nihilist, Jim, because they literally, so much wealth has been transferred by the internationalist Jew, by the Federal Reserve, by, Goldman Sachs, by the new hybrid BlackRock, which has more power than the Federal Reserve itself, and you look at the hundreds of trillions of dollars that have been stolen from the real economy of the United States, and these idiots who themselves are drug abusers and have no self-discipline, have no self-respect. You see their mugshots when they're arrested, and so few of them are arrested. All of them deserve to be arrested and put in camps to take them away from civil society. And you see them and they look like they're demonically possessed. Their eyes look insane. They've mutilated their bodies with piercings and tattoos. And it's all because they've given up hope. They're hopeless. They're weak-minded. They had no parental guidance because of the internationalist Jew has destroyed the real economy where the father could make a living wage. The mother could stay at home and raise the children. It's all the same plot by these globalists, this malignancy to destroy the sovereign, decent nations of European heritage of the United States, Canada, and Europe.
Yeah, I think you got it right, Giuseppe. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, Jim, let's look at the top agenda items for Groper Joe's administration. I got gun control, open borders, essentially. That's why this big rush of migrants, so-called migrants, to the border right now. Federal election control. And then, of course, I think the first order of business was making sure that trannies and, you know, essentially men can access women's sports and terrorize little girls in the bathroom. That is the most important things, according to the regime that's in power right now. Again, what does any of this do to help the average American? This $1,400 is just simply a payoff. And so people don't see what's actually happening. They just see the $1,400 in their bank account and figure, well, hey, they're doing something to help me. But, of course, you know, Groper Joe is already working on a massive tax increase. That's coming soon to a city near you. And, Jim, you know, there's so many holes in this George Floyd narrative. It's not even funny. You've done a great job of dissecting the obvious falsehoods and essentially scripted event that this whole thing was. But let's look at what's actually happening now. They've got the courthouse completely surrounded by these same fencing that they have in Washington, D.C., with cops and even National Guard troops on the streets. They're preparing Americans for a kinder, gentler martial law. Make no mistake. They're going to move into open tyranny. And I don't know if you caught that article about the one of these Capitol rioter protesters. They arrested him, you know, with a full SWAT team, you know, tanks and the whole deal, just like they did Roger Stone. We're entering into an age of open tyranny, Jim, and they're just hoping that they can hoodwink Americans into accepting it without thinking.
Oh, I think Scorpio, you got it exactly right. I mean, get this. They've created chaos at the border with their open border policy. They have reinstated, you know, an agenda that Donald Trump had solved the problem. He had completely controlled borders or get rid of the border fence. They're allowing unaccompanied children to enter. It's absolute chaos. They're doing no tracking. If you take the COVID threat to be real, they're bringing in all kinds of immigrants who don't have any medical check. They're going to give them a red carpet financially in their eagerness to build up the vote after Donald Trump wiped them out. That's why H.R. 1 was a necessity. He cleaned their clock in this last election of 2020, just as he had barely beaten Hillary Clinton. This time it was a complete wipeout, which is why they had to resort to the Dominion voting machines and rig the election massively. And now they're scared out of their pants. They're wetting their pants over the worry that he might take them out again to the cleaners once more, which is why, of course, they had to stage the phony impeachment in the hope he might be censured and precluded from running again. And now, absurdity of absurdities, Nancy Pelosi is claiming that climate change is responsible for the crisis on the border. Giuseppe.
The insanity of this color revolution taking over the Democratic Party, which is essentially Bolshevism 2.0, paving the way for what's known as communitarianism, which is the combination of Zionist capitalism and Bolshevik communism into one a golem-like entity that is going to put its huge boot on your throat, but it's going to be wearing a fuzzy slipper and big fuzzy bunny slippers and a big fuzzy sweater, and it'll give you a hug as it destroys your sovereign way of life. And the sad thing is that we do not have a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We have a government of the parasites, by the parasites, for the parasites, that ignores the overwhelming will of the people. The majority of this country, be it white, black, brown, Asian, they all want the same thing. They want living wage jobs, they want stable neighborhoods, they want safe cities, and they want the opportunity to live free and have a peaceful existence. That's overwhelming. Does the federal government, controlled by these globalist parasites, deliver that in any way? No. We're seeing radical social agenda, which you could easily argue is driven by a satanic, devil-worshipping kind of end game, where they want to make pedophilia legal. They want to have all kinds of bizarre fluidity and surgeries available for transgender. They want to champion mental illness and mental deficiency. They want to essentially create some type of horror movie, Hell on Earth, and then be a billionaire oligarch class gets to watch over it all from Elysium, their cloud cities. This is just insane, Jim.
It is, it is. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, yes, you know, this is a system of open tyranny, and people need to see all of this is simply a power grab to control every aspect of our lives. That's what all of this is about. And if you wipe away the racial division, the keeping everybody at each other's throats, this is all simply a power grab so that the federal government controls absolutely everything. And, you know, another part of this COVID relief package is a massive land grab, unprecedented since the creation of the BLM, you know, the Bureau of Land Management. They intend to take millions of acres under the guise of creating green energy. And so, again, you take land, opportunity, and people's ability to have a sovereign lifestyle, you are going to descend into tyranny very quickly. But it's going to be tyranny with a smile, as Groper Joe sniffs your hair and gives you a big hug. So people need to see what's coming. And I truly believe that war has been declared on the American people, and we need to understand that and prepare for it.
A colleague of mine who calls himself Citizen Chuck has sent me a cartoon, Sad But True, The Huxwellian World of 2021. Virtually everyone will soon be dependent on the government for support. They will either work for it or rely on handouts or welfare to live. It used to be called fascism. Now this kind of dystopia has a new name, The Hunger Games, or what Citizen Chuck calls The Huxwellian World of 2021. So, so sad. And just for background, it appears that the whole COVID pandemic is calculated through the vaccines to be a massive worldwide depopulation program, and where they're going to employ three stages, use the mass to kill us slowly, then use the vaccine to kill us more rapidly, and ultimately control the food supply, so that most of us starve to death to fulfill the projections of Deagle.com of the U.S. population dropping from 330 million in 2020 to less than 100 million in 2025. Staggering, staggering. Where could 230 million Americans go? They have a plan. Meanwhile, we have Biden saying, so what if Donald Trump created millions of new jobs? My supporters don't want jobs, and it would appear that's right in line with a Democratic program. Meanwhile, we have the leading Democrat outside of Washington, D.C., Andrew Cuomo, under massive onslaught and criticism, including even from the two senators from New York, Schumer and Gillibrand, that Cuomo must go. We now have as many as seven women stepping forward to describe sexual harassment. they encountered with Cuomo, one of whom saying how he reached up under her blouse to fondle her breasts against her will, Kamala Harris, who may be our next president since the cognitive incapacities of Biden are becoming so obvious worldwide, where she's even begun negotiating and discussing with foreign heads of states, which in the past would be unheard of, remains silent amidst these disturbing allegations, even though she'd spoken out so forcibly in when Brett Kavanaugh was a candidate in support of simply absurd allegations that were made against him. Here we have a case of perfectly reasonable allegations. There's nothing extraordinary about him regarding Cuomo, and she won't say a word. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Just like George Foreman named all his sons, multiple sons, George Jr., the statesman Mario Cuomo had the foresight to name all his sons Fredo because they all turned out to be nepotistic placed cowards who have no business being in the mass media or being governor. Fredo Cuomo, I mean, what a dirtbag. There's two kinds of Italian men. There's dirtbags like him who look down on women, and then there's Italians who are like Rudolph Valentino who can make any woman swoon. And what a low life. And I saw the video where he sent over a nice plate of Italian sausage on a bun to a reporter and advocated for her to eat the whole sausage. I mean, what an arrogant, disrespectful, and actually mass murderer, because he's such a mouth-breathing gibbon that he went along with the globalist agenda to put the sick people in nursing homes, essentially creating a death camp and murdering, in the case of New York, thousands of seniors in elderly care. And so this is, in my mind, nothing more than a distraction to give him a pass instead of going to prison for mass murder.
Well said, Scorpio. Your thoughts?
Well, here we are. We're seeing the stage set for another round of so-called viruses. And this is really all about setting up a system of medical tyranny where we have these people like Anthony Fauci telling us what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. Even as this current narrative begins to fall apart, they're already saying, well, we have to prepare for the next virus because of climate change. Apparently, the climate change is making more viruses. So, again, we live in a world where everything they tell us is a lie, and they rely on ignorance for people to essentially go along with something that's not based on science. It's not based on reality. It's a scripted narrative that we're supposed to accept without thinking and without question. And yes, Kamala Harris is being groomed to be the next president. But let's remember the president really is a salesman and a figurehead. And as we've seen with multiple occasions, they can make anyone into a star with the right package behind them. And clearly, Kamala Harris is not ready for prime time. You saw the deer in the headlights look she gave on that interview recently, completely flubbing the whole thing up. But she's being trained behind the scenes, and that's why she's already starting to fill in duties as the president. And, of course, the go-to protection for her is if you don't like anything she does, you're a racist and a misogynist. So shut up and accept the new system, citizen.
Well, we will be taking callers today. I want to present a lot of new research about the coronavirus for your consideration before that happens. So consider maybe halfway through the next segment or at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, YouTube has deleted 30,000 vaccine videos on the basis that they present disinformation. But how would YouTube know? They've said they actually contradict vaccine information from the World Health Organization, which is virtually a wholly owned subsidiary of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In the past, YouTube has removed more than 800,000 videos for coronavirus misinformation. I'd be willing to speculate any one of those 800,000 videos has more accurate information than those that YouTube has been willing to allow to stand. Here's a short video from Dr. Kerry Madej, M-A-D-E-J, which features a brief extract from Bill Gates himself and further comments from Mike Adams, the health ranger. And I think this is spot on. Check it out.
Okay, let's say you don't want to believe anything that I just said about the technology. That's fine. But I do think they should listen to this part. This kind of vaccine, this modified messenger RNA, modified DNA vaccine, they have tried them in the past 20 years on animal studies. And they've been terrible results because in these studies, when the animals got the vaccine, at first they had robust immune systems, great antibodies, T cell response, great, good, looking good. Then they challenged them with that virus or that bacteria. And every time the animals got sicker or died than much more than the placebo group. Because the body had something called a cytokine storm. It actually saw this as and had a more aggressive reaction, and it attacked its own lungs, attacked its own liver, had a almost like a sepsis response in the body. So we can expect that, and I think that's why they skipped the animal trials with this vaccine. They don't want anyone to know that. So in a human, you're not supposed to challenge them with a virus that's unethical. You can only do that with an animal. So guess when all these people who get the vaccine, when will they be challenged? The next flu season, maybe the next cold they get. And then they'll blame it on the COVID-20.
To be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most work will do to be ready for things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is... will get attention this time.
And then they'll blame it on the COVID-20 killing them when it wasn't. It was the vaccine that they intentionally gave them, knowing the results, knowing how many people they would hurt and kill, how many children they would hurt and kill. This is intentional, and people need to wake up to this because that's pure science right there. And you can ignore all the other technologies I said, but that is something you cannot refute.
You just absolutely nailed it. Bullseye. Because the vaccine industry is the only industry in the world that creates demand by creating the very problem it claims to solve. So the vaccines cause the wave of deaths from subsequent infections. You know, flu shots cause more people to be infected with the flu in subsequent seasons because it weakens the normal immune response, and sometimes it overexcites the hyperinflammatory immune response like you just mentioned, resulting in flu deaths. Then the media takes that and says, oh my God, people are dying from the flu. Everybody go out and get your flu vaccine.
Now, what you didn't see because you're not watching the video is that Bill Gates had a smile on his face when he said in the next wave, people will pay attention, because he knows that the vaccine are priming the population for a wave of death on a massive scale during the next flu season. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Jim, that is exactly right. Bill Gates, whose father, by the way, they're crypto internationalist Jew, they hide the fact that they're Jewish, was a fixer for the Rockefeller criminal cabal. Bill Gates' maternal Jewish grandfather was the owner of the Federal Reserve Bank in the state of Washington. Bill Gates' family is known eugenicists. In another quote you probably have seen, he talks about the idea that if we use vaccines correctly, we will bring down the world's population by 10 to 15%. He actually said that. And as such, Dr. Kerry Madej, who was on my Perfect Triangle Revolution radio show about a month ago and who will be coming on to our joint new epic combination of the Wisdom Circle and the Raw Deal on Wednesday, will be able to elaborate on all these facts. And the sad fact is, Jim, is that the rat Fauci, who we didn't bring into this, has essentially created the biologics division, which is what the vaccine arm of Big Pharma is called, has turned them into a mafia-like made men. So because he scared Ronald Reagan in the 80s, like, if we don't indemnify the vaccine industry from lawsuits, they'll all go out of business and we're all going to die. And in actuality, that would have been the best thing ever. And simple-minded Reagan went along with this deceit. So what people don't understand is if you inject your newborn baby and the vaccine kills them, that's called SIDS. If you inject your 10-year-old bright son and suddenly the next day he's got horrible headaches and turns into a walking zombie, that's vaccine maiming. That's called autism. And now you've got the farcical notion of these injections. They're not even vaccines. This is so much worse. This is a genetic rewriting by Moderna and Pfizer, and even this third one, this Johnson & Johnson, who are career mass murderers with putting asbestos in talcum powder for decades and then ignoring.
Well, that's not Giuseppe. We'll be right back, Power Hour Nation. We're delighted to be with you here today.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.